Many Matab and Gaundal are not easy to find. They are only cited in some of the most detailed maps of Cameroon and in a few geology textbooks. But soon, the two could become global household names thanks to the rich deposit of aluminum ore beneath them. After decades of waiting, three foreign companies now plan to invest more than $4 billion to extract and refine the mineral. The mine is expected to yield about 3 million tons per year of refined alumina, a chemical compound used to make aluminium. It's a malleable material extensively used in construction and machinery production. The deposit has some of the best quality alumina in the world. When completed, it will be the second largest bauxite mine in Africa after that of Guinea-Conakry. Cameroon Alumina Limited, CAL, the company behind the project, hopes to obtain a mining permit as early as June. Both the government and CAL say the mine is likely to have a strong impact on the national and local economies. CAL officials are not willing to discuss expected revenue because negotiations with the government are ongoing. But project director Eric Lavalou says it's typical for such a venture to yield up to $8 for every dollar invested. It is welcome news for Cameroon authorities engaged in an ambitious plan to transform the impoverished nation into an emerging economy by 2035. In addition to the mines for extracting bauxite, there are plans to build an aluminium refinery in the mountainous Adamawa region, which borders the Sahel. Associated projects include upgrading the railway line that runs from the seaports in the south to the project site in the north and building a new port terminal. The project is expected to generate around 8,000 jobs during its six-year execution phase and 3,000 to 4,000 new jobs during the operational phase. Lavalou says grassroots communities and indigenous businesses will also benefit.
What is well known in that kind of project is that for, $1 you put in the project, the revenue is probably 7 or 8 times more for the overall populations of Cameroon, generally speaking.
After meeting with a government committee in mid-January, CAL officials are confident work will soon begin. The mine is expected to be operational in 6 years. Cameroon has lined up several other mining projects as it seeks to limit its dependence on petroleum and diversify its revenue base. Along with investment in energy and infrastructure, mining is expected to play a key role in the country's economic modernization plans. The projects are bringing in badly needed foreign capital and private investment. CAL says its activities will boost both port and rail activity. Even though it is registered as a national company of Cameroon, CAL is 100% owned by Emirati firm Dubal, India's Hindalco, and the US firm Hydromine. Beyond tangible economic impact, CAL partners say the presence will portray Cameroon as an attractive destination for international investments. For VOA Africa, I'm Eugene Fongo in Yaoundé, Cameroon.